This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Proud of those guys, boy. They wouldn't give it up out there, so I'm real proud of them. And Mike McCarthy, he just won't let them not think they're playing for the Super Bowl out there. He won't let them do it, so proud of that. Proud of the coach. Thanks, guys. It's good. Well, Merry Christmas, too, every one of you.
Jerry, you seem pretty excited coming down the hallway.
Oh, my gosh. I just... It meant so much to us to get the win. That's an outstanding team out there, a playoff team. And but the key thing is that the defense, Mike Zimmer, Mike McCarthy, the players, they just right up until the last play, stripping that ball. They just won't. They don't differentiate. They're fighting all the way. And there's no question we're fighting with a very limited deck out here right now. And those guys are doing a great job, all of the players. But my hat's off to Mike McCarthy.
When you found out that you guys were eliminated before this game started, were you expecting the team to play like this?
Well, it was a down time. When Mike and I met in his office before the game, we both looked like we had lost somebody. And so it was something that you had to kind of get above the reality that we weren't going to go. But the other thing is, though, that, boy, I'm telling you, I hope everybody does agree with me. That is a big effort. That those turnovers, those forcing those fumbles, that interception, it may be one of the best interceptions I've ever seen on the goal line at the time they're supposed to have them. So can't say enough about the way that Mike's got to fight on the team.
What do you think about that effort after you found out you weren't going to go to the playoffs? How does that affect your evaluation of Mike McCarthy?
Well, again, Mike's an outstanding coach, and all I'm just proud that they got rewarded and the team is playing at that level because he's got them coached up to play at that level, even though you realize that when you're not in those playoffs and you can't get to the big one. But he's got this team. That's as good of emotional performance, effort performance, as I've seen us have, and I don't know what to compare it to.
What did you think of Cooper Rush's performance, especially in the first half?
Think he's getting better. Thought he played better against Carolina. Thought he is improving, which makes sense. That's what he's done before, and he'll be better the next game, and so on. So, listen, let's give Tampa their due. They're a good defense out there, and that's a big challenge for a quarterback. So, again, proud of him. Thought it didn't get away from him. Thought he was as big as it was. I have a lot of respect for that team, the coaching staff, and the quarterback. So, but boy, am I proud of these guys. We took it to them.
Do you attribute the failure of the season primarily to the injuries?
Oh, I don't want to get into the litany. There's many things that have gone into us sitting here not in the playoffs. And you can start with me. And I'm not trying to be any way other than a lot of people contribute to it when you win. A lot of people contribute to it when you don't. Boy, give me that kind of effort, that kind of professionalism. Those guys came out and played as though they were fighting to in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl. So can't tell you how proud of them and the coaching staff. It really shows me so.
Jerry, how do you feel about some of the guys that you already do have coming back next year, making plays like Deron and Maris Leofau and Brandon Aubrey, those kind of guys? How do you feel about the outlook for the future?
Well, I know that given a chance, players will do that. They will step out and they'll become something that before they had a chance to really do it and get the reputation. So you would expect, and those guys are going to be the cornerstone of that are out here making these plays now that we hadn't necessarily planned would be. Those are going to be part of the cornerstone of our future. So that's why these games are so important. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. I don't have
to go in contracts or when you're last.
Well, again, just so we're clear, I'm all I can say is how good a job he's doing, and so I don't have thoughts that I would share as to anything about what we do as you know, with our days after we're through play this year. I don't have anything I'd share. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Merry
Christmas.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.